First, an observation tower near Sturgeon Bay that was built when Herbert Hoover was president will soon be taken down. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced the decision last week to permanently close the 86-year-old tower in Pottawatomie State Park. The agency said there's significant wood decay that makes the tower unsafe and therefore it requires removal. While called the decision difficult, it said public safety is its top concern. Now, people who climbed to the top of the 75-foot tower got to see panoramic views of Sawyer Harbor, Sturgeon Bay, and Green Bay. The DNR says there are no current plans to replace the tower, but it's keeping the door open to new observation possibilities down the road. That news comes 2 years after the DNR removed Eagle Tower at Peninsula State Park near Fish Creek, again for severely decaying wood. Now that visitors won't be able to enjoy these treetop views at Pottawatomie anymore, a state lawmaker says the fallout could have chilling effects on regional tourism. Robert Coles is a Republican state senator from Green Bay. He also serves as chairman of the Natural Resources and Energy Committee. Senator Coles, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Rob, for having me on the show.
Well, people might think the observation tower, it's just one part of a big park. Why are you worried about the impact this could have on tourism?
I am concerned about the observation tower, but I'm also concerned about the broader situation with maintenance of our state parks. So it's not just the tower, although I think that's part of a nice experience for families that take the day and go to one of our parks, and they go to a beach, they walk trails, they go to a restaurant, you know, they may have climbed a tower if that particular park has a tower, and the one in question here was Pottawatomie, and we're also dealing with the difficulty of replacing Eagle Tower up at Peninsula Park, but I'm making a point that these facilities, these parks, are not to be taken for granted, and I think to a certain extent our government has done that, and because of that, there's not enough money to maintain them. Meanwhile, they are generating huge amounts of money, and let me just give you some statistics. A 2013 study of the state park system showed that we have about 14 million visitor days. In other words, each person that would visit the park, you know, somebody might visit it 10 times a year, for example. But there are huge numbers of people in our state that use our parks and huge numbers that come from out of the state using the parks. So I'm making the point, these are economic drivers. These generate lots of sales tax revenue because people go to restaurants, they stay in hotels, dot, dot, dot. So there's a huge economic impact. So we need to put enough money in these parks to make sure they continue to be the draw in our state that gives our state a wonderful tourism edge.
And that goes back to a change a few years back in how state parks were funded. The state legislature, your colleagues, moved it to, and the governor moved it to, a self-funding model, the idea that the parks can generate the revenue they need to sustain themselves. And you're saying these towers are one, at least, symbol that that's not happening?
I would say that that's pretty true. Now, back in November, we passed a bill with Representative Tussler and Representative Kitchens and myself, all legislators that care a lot about state parks. We passed a $4.5 million bill to fix water systems. Now, that was some stewardship money that we put into our state parks. But that GPR chunk that you mentioned that was taken out, that needs to be brought back in. I would argue, and I'm positive that I'm right about this, the parks are generating far more money to our state treasury, and we need to take some of that money to make sure they're maintained enough so we keep the visitor base growing. If we don't, I think that there will be a subtle, it wouldn't be immediate. You know, for example, somebody goes to Pottawatomie, which triggered, you know, Pottawatomie Park, which triggered, are they going to say, well, I'm not going to Pottawatomie because we don't have a tower? But I'm saying if there's a gradual erosion of the amenities, of the things that make it a complete experience, we could have an erosion of the sales tax money coming to the state and a degradation of the experience that sort of makes Wisconsin a nifty place to live.
Are you calling on your colleagues to say, let's take the next budget, I know that's a way off, put that GPR, that general purpose revenue, back into the state park system?
Yeah, and I don't know, Rob, if that's, you know, the right number, but I believe that we need to have buildings that are in need of fixed. We need to have excellent beaches for families to bring the kids and keep them occupied. in the summertime especially, the towers, nice trail, the whole experience, and have them staffed. So I think that that's also an issue with the state parks. So our state parks are clearly an economic driver, and I want to make sure that it stays that way. So, you know, we keep generating sales tax monies at an excellent level and providing a great experience for the families of the state to get away and do something at a reasonable cost.
Talking to State Senator Robert Coles from Green Bay about state park funding, as symbolized in the removal and non-replacement of a couple of observation towers in parks in his part of the state. Senator Coles, do you get a sense from your Republican colleagues, currently the majority in the legislature, that, hey, maybe this change was a mistake, that they agree with you and are thinking about changing things back?
I've already talked to several colleagues, and you know, we'll have to see how this plays out. I've already spoke to the DNR. There will be a public hearing on the replacement, the issue of not replace, of the removal of the tower sometime in the next few weeks, somewhere in northeast Wisconsin. So, I mean, I'm going to keep working on it. I can't guarantee that I will win on this thing, but I believe strongly that well-maintained parks that have the complete experience for families is a really good thing for the state and for the economy of the state. So I'll keep working with my colleagues to try to do this. We were successful, you know, back in November, and the governor signed the bill to fix a bunch of water systems that were getting to the point where they may not have been necessarily dangerous, but we were putting more money into them to fix them every year. So we just needed to put new water systems, new toilets, and other water systems in our park. So that, we need to keep doing that because there's still more to be done there. So I'm trying to watch this. I just have a strong feeling about it going back to my youth when I first went to parks, and I was fascinated by the whole experience, and I continue to go to our state parks today as a way to sort of get away from things and put life in perspective. So I believe many, many people do that with their families, and I'd like to keep it that way for as long as we can.
Was this a concern you had when this change was made to make the state parks budgetarily self-sustaining, to take them out of the general revenue budget?
Yeah, I was concerned about it then. I did vote against that budget. It wasn't just that issue. There were a number of issues. But they don't generate enough money. Clearly, they don't generate enough money to take care of all the needs. Now, could they in theory, but if you jacked up the price of admission, but then you're making it very hard for the middle class to enjoy the parks. We don't want to do that. So there has to be a balance between the general purpose revenue and then the fee revenue that's being generated all the time by our parks.
And are you hopeful one way or another that you're going to see these observation towers get replaced sometime in the near future?
Well, I am optimistic, and I do think that the state should pay that. We shouldn't be having fundraisers for a state facility. I think that it would be very difficult to get that tower back up the way it was because of the Americans with Disabilities Act. You've got that issue, so, and that's one of the dilemmas we're facing with Eagle Tower up in Ephraim area. So I do think that there should be another viewing station. The question is, you know, exactly how do we do it? That particular site where the Pottawatomie Tower is right currently is the highest point in the park. That's where I would say the next one should be. It may not be as high and it may be more expensive, but I think our goal should be to try to replace that as economical and as quickly as possible to keep the experience in that park and other parks that are facing the different maintenance problems.
Senator Coles, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Robert Coles is a Republican state senator from Green Bay. We talked with him about DNR funding related to the DNR's decision to tear down and not replace an 86-year-old observation tower at Pottawatomie State Park.